have medical teams present in different parts of Jonglei State. Wounded people that we are receiving after the recent violence have extremely bad wounds, and we hear stories from our patients that are really terrible. People who have been followed and hurt in the bush, including women and children. So we are very worried by the pattern of violence that we are witnessing in different parts of Jonglei State. This has been going on for the last couple of years, and the impact on civilians is really becoming unacceptable. We've been in Jonglei State since 2005. One has to keep in mind that it is a state where access to basic services is very limited. The hospitals, schools, access to water, all these are very, very limited. The violence is preventing people from accessing these services even more. The direct and indirect impact of the violence is creating huge problems for the population.
Can you tell us what type of injuries you're seeing?
Well, we're seeing a lot of gunshot wounds and other wounds. People are basically trying to flee or being beaten up. The main problem that we see is that people have taken a very long time to actually reach medical facilities. Many of those wounds are now badly infected. So we're doing our best to treat people and refer them to surgical facilities, but it's made much more difficult by the time people have spent in the bush before reaching us.
What about your staff? Have you had any problems?
Well, out of the 156 staff that we have in the area, we operate one hospital and two outreach clinics. There's still 25 that are unaccounted for, and one of our staff, sadly, has been confirmed dead. This is obviously very sad news for us, and we are extremely worried about the 25 staff that we're still trying to locate. The staff that are unaccounted for, locally hired staff, so they're staff from the community, and when the violence started, they sought refuge with their families in different areas of Jonglei. So we can only hope that they are still in with some of the displaced people. Some people have walked up to 100 kilometers, so we're still trying actively to locate them, but we fear the worst, obviously.
Can you give me an idea of how many patients MSF has treated?
For gunshot wounds, if we add up all the different locations, it's more than 60, including about half of them were women and children. But obviously, there's all the other consultations that we're providing, including a high level of people suffering from malaria, which is very high in this season. We've had more than 1,000 consultations since we came back to Pibor about 10 days ago.
Do you believe there are still many people hiding in the bush?
That is our fear. We've sent assessment teams in different places, and we are seeing a lot of empty villages, which means people are still hiding in the bush. And it is a worry for us, especially if there are still people carrying wounds or people with diseases and with no access to health services.
Is there any kind of security forces there?
There is presence of both national and international forces. I guess it is not for MSF to comment on whether or not they provide security to the people. The only thing that we can say is we see that people are still in hiding, and not everybody has returned to their villages. There are villages that are still empty.
Do you have enough medical supplies to treat all those who are coming into your clinics?
We do have enough medical supplies, but it's a huge logistics because there's almost no access by road to these areas. This is a big problem in South Sudan in general. So we have to fly most of our equipment and drugs. It is a major undertaking. But we are making a big investment, and we are committed to the population of Jonglei.